Raiders being doubled up by the Wildcats, 28-14 in the late goings of the first half. Grand Rapids. Hand comes in motion, bottom of the screen, and we got a whistle. Play a game. Took a little bit too long to get that playoff.
Play a game. Red. 5-yard penalty.
Second and 15.
Still second
45. Out. Yeah, out for balls. And that'll start the clock once again after they put the ball set for play.
Grace Lake is up over River or DCU over 16-10.
Okay. Man in motion, bottom of the screen for Rapids. That's Brooks. Rasmussen to the left-hand side. Going to keep it. Going to keep it. Pitches it right at the end. Lehman with a shortstop-like play as he takes it on one hop. One hop, spins ahead, and is finally knocked out of bounds at the 36-yard line.
Rasmussen's pitch to number 12, Cohen Lehman.
Was able to gain
pushed out of bounds.
9 yards on that. They mark it at the 36, and they do.
36-yard line.
Bring up a third down and six yards to go. Ball at the 36-yard line of River Falls, and the clock rolling to 106, and when they snap it, it'll start. Was going to fake it to the right. Nobody was there. I don't know if he's going to give it a dive to the right, but everybody went left except for Jonah. He went to the right side, and he had to eat it. Got to the 35-yard line, so he actually got one out of that. Be fourth down and five at the 35, and no doubt you're going to be going for it here.
Big possession here for Rapids. You score and here, get the extra point. You're down 28-21 at halftime, assuming River Falls is the score at that time left. And then you have the ball just coming back in the third quarter. And to me, by my estimation, that's a good spot to be in.
Problem being, there's down to 25 seconds to go here in the third quarter. They're faced with a fourth and five. Let's see if they can convert and get something out of it. Oh, they got him to jump.
Yep, sure did.
And that's going to be very close to a first down because it is fourth and five.
Ooh, you're going to have to measure that one.
Yep. This will be our first either measurement of the year or our first good guess.
Offsides. White. 5-yard penalty. Gives them a first down.
Oh, they're going to give it to him.
That works. First down via penalty this year for us.
Take it any way we get it with 30-yard line and 18 seconds to go. Probably going to have to hit another pass here. And they're about to throw. Looking for Gilbertson, and it's going to be thrown out of bounds.
There's a flag on that play.
About the 9-yard line from the back check.
There was contact made before he could get turned around for the ball. So there's going to be 15 yards. In high school, it's not at the spot, it will be from the line of scrimmage.
So their discussion takes place between, again, the referee and the back judge at this time. And we'll get the call from the referee momentarily. What is it for?
Pass interference. Defense. 15 yards.
Should go to the 15-yard line. So back-to-back penalties on River Falls. The offside and now the pass interference. It'll be first and 10 at the 15-yard line. And the clock will not start until it is snapped here with 12 ticks to go. Rasmussen under center. Takes. Turns. Gives it off on the dive. Gets it down to the 10-yard line, and a quick timeout taken by Rapids with 7 seconds to go. Now it's interesting. Do you run a play or do you go for the field goal?
I think, in my opinion, you got to do something quick. You got to do something real quick. And if you can make a quick strike to the end zone, kind of throw a jump ball, okay. And you score, I mean, wonderful. But otherwise, I hope they have a kicker that can make that. But Mr. Torque, I believe, will be able to. He's a, from what we've seen so far, he's a fairly solid kicker.
Got the leg to do it, right?
I believe he plays soccer as well, so unless he gave up soccer. I know he played last year.
Well, the timeout was taken by Rapids. They stopped the clock, the ball resting just across the 10-yard line. So it looks like they're sending the offense back out on the field. So we'll try to run one more quick play before they.
I think it's going
to make a decision, right?
I think it's going to be a leak play to Gilbertson. Just try to get some height on him.
Right now, it looks like they're going to double team Gilbertson.
Yeah, that safety over the top is probably going to shade to him, which might open things up for number 11, who's sitting there right next to him in the slot.
Leo Rangel there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. See what they do. Rasmussen under center. He takes. He rolls to his right-hand side under some pressure. Throws it on little halfback out of the backfield that he just overshot the intended receiver, and it'll bring
Rasmussen's pass.
3 seconds left on the clock, and now I think they'll probably run out the field goal unit.
And about a 26, 27-yard field goal.
Yeah.
From the spot.
They're going to mark it at about, well, they're moving it to the left hash mark now, so they'll put it down here right at about the 17, so it'll be a 27-yard field goal attempt.
Isaiah Torque on to attempt a field goal for the Red Raiders.
Torque can do with this. Should be the last play of the half.
Hopefully he doesn't torque it one way or the other.
Ooh, high snap, ball is down, the kick is on the way, and the kick is a low line drive, and it goes to the left. That's how we end half number one.
This field goal, no good.
And the scoreboard stays. River Falls 28, Wisconsin Rapids 14. We're going to send it back to our studios. Seth will entertain us for
14.
About, halftime's a little bit longer in football than basketball, Michael, right?
Yeah.
So, work his magic back there. A few tunes for you, keep you entertained, and we'll add up some numbers. And we'll probably be back in about 15 minutes or so with first half highlights, and then the second half of action here from Woodtrust Bank Field at Southwood County 2000 Stadium. Raiders trailing it by 14, 28-14, as we are at halftime. We'll be back with more. After this, you're listening to FM 105.5 WIRI.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7. WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
Plowing these fields in the hot summer sun. Over by the gate, Lordy, here she comes with a basket full of chicken and a big cold jug of sweet tea. Well, I make her little room and she climbs on up. I open up a throttle and stir a little dust. Just look at her face, she ain't a fooling me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up the land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. Climb up in the loft, sit and talk with the radio on. She says she's got a dream and I ask what it is. She wants a little farm and a yard full of kids. And one more teeny weeny ride before I take her home. She thinks my tractor's sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're makes my tractor sexy. Well, she ain't into cars or pickup trucks, but if it runs like a deer, man, her eyes light up. She thinks my tractor, she thinks my tractor sexy. It really turns her on. She's always staring at me while I'm chugging along. She likes the way it's pulling while we're tilling up her land. She's even kind of crazy about my farmer's tan. She's the only one who really understands what gets me. She thinks my tractor's sexy. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
That's my old girlfriend. Saw her when she walked in. Her hair's a little longer, but she's still looking stronger than sin. No, I don't care if you buy her a drink, but she's not the kind of girl you think. Oh, 'cause back when we were loving, she thought cowboys were something, now they ain't. 'Cause she's over buckles, she's over spurs. To her, you're just a heartache in a pearl snap shirt. Been laying sold and let go for the last time. No, she ain't just over me, she's over me and my kind. I guess I ruined it for the rest of us when I left her standing in my dust. Oh, and lately she's been hating rodeos and Copenhagen trucks. Yeah, she's over buckles, she's over spurs. To her, you're just a heartache in a pearl snap shirt. Been last sold and let go for the last time. No, she ain't just over me, she's over me and my kind.
I'm a chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right and the radio. Oh, 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 oh. Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine. And that's home, you know, sweet tea, pecan pie, homemade wine, where the peaches grow. In my house, it's not much to talk about, but it's filled with love that's grown in southern ground. And a little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. Of a precious child and no mother's love.
things in life that mean the most, not where you live, what you drive, or the price tag on your clothes. There's no dollar sign on a peace of mind, this I've come to know. So if you agree, have a drink with me, raise your glasses for a toast to a little bit of chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio world, a light to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love. For the stars and stripes, may freedom forever fly. Let it ring, salute the ones who die, the ones that give their lives, so we don't have to sacrifice all the things we love, like our chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio. See the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and know a mother's love. Get your little chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio up, a lot to see the sunrise, see the love in my woman's eyes, feel the touch of my precious child, and no mother's love.
I am not okay. I'm barely getting by. I'm losing track of days and losing sleep at night. I am not okay. I'm hanging on the rails. So if I say I'm fine, just know I learned to hide it well. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I woke up today, I almost stayed in bed, had the devil on my back and voices in my head. Some days it ain't all bad, some days it all gets worse, some days I swear I'm better off laying in that dirt. I know I can't be the only one who's holding on for dear life, but God knows, I know when it's all said. Not okay, but it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. Gonna be alright. We'll see the other side, the pain will wash away in a holy water tide, and we all gonna be alright.
it's all gonna be alright. It's not okay, but we're all gonna be alright. I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
We interrupt our regularly scheduled program to bring you the following sports presentation.
Here at halftime, as the Lincoln Red Raiders taking on River Falls in a non-conference tilt opener of the season. And at the break, River Falls enjoying a 28-14 lead, and it happened something like this. The Rapids got on the board to start off in quarter number one at the 4:48 mark. Jonah Rasmussen took it on basically a 4-yard quarterback sneak, capping an 8-play, 83-yard drive, and Isaiah Torque's PAT gave Rapids the 7-0 lead to start off the season. And then with 18 seconds left in that first quarter, the answer came from the Wildcats on a 36-yard touchdown pass from Tino Massa to Mason Novak. It was a 77-yard 9-play drive, and Gavin Carafell's PAT made it 7-7 at the end of quarter number one. In the second quarter, the Wildcats got their first lead of the year at the 9:37 mark, and another touchdown pass, almost identical distance, this one 34 yards, this time from Massa to Eli Johnson. It was just a 3-play, 35-yard drive. Carafell PAT made it 14-7. River Falls with the lead. Rapids answers at the 7:27 mark. Cohen Lehman with a run to the right from 15 yards out. Just a 2-play, 45-yard drive. Isaiah Torque's PAT was good, and we were knotted at 14s. And then with 6:23 to go in the half, Tino Massa with a 1-yard quarterback sneak, a 5-play, 45-yard drive. Carafell PAT is good, 21-14 with the Falls. And then with just a few ticks over 3 minutes remaining in the half, Joseph Tarasevich, 2 yards to the left-hand side. This after a fake punt that just didn't turn out well for Rapids. It's just a 3-play, 28-yard drive. Carafell's PAT made it 28-14 with the Falls. Rapids got down, tried a field goal right at the end, last play of the half, just went a little bit wide to the left, and thus our score remains at 28-14. Now with some of the individual and team statistics, once again, here's Michael Comer.
Nice segue, Randy.
Oh, man.
Well, we'll start with Wisconsin Rapids, Sawyer Brooks. He's got 4 carries, 62 yards. Jonah Rasmussen, 6 carries, 25 yards. Cole Lehman, 7 carries for 41, and Chase Gethers, 4 carries for 4 yards, and of course, Brody Oldson, that was a rushing attempt when they pulled off a fake punt, but they didn't pull it off as he had 1 carry for no yards. Rasmussen, quarterback, he's doing well, 2 for 2 for 80 yards, completed 1 pass for 30 yards to Lawson Hefner, and then to Gilbertson, another one for 50 yards. Rapids, they've got 8 first downs, 4 rushing, 2 passing, 2 by penalty, and they have 4 penalties for 35 yards. They also have 2 fumbles in the game, and 1 was lost. So not exactly where they want to be, but either way, total-wise, 132 yards rushing, 80 passing for a grand total of 212 yards for the Red Raiders. River Falls, led by Joseph Tarasevich. I think I said his name right, but either way, it's close enough for me. As he's leading things 71 yards, as he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Lucky number 13 for carries. Then after that, Tino Massa, 3 carries for no yards. And Charlie Lesh, 2 carries for 14. Just 2 penalties for the Wildcats, as it's 2 for 20. Tino Massa, he is 8 for 9 passing, no interceptions, for a total of 118 yards. Cal Dumont, he had 1 attempt that was intercepted by Tanner Gormanson. And then for first downs, they've got 9. 5 rushing, 4 passing. So that's pretty good even. Eli Johnson, he's leading the way receiving, as he's got 5 for 92 yards. Mason Novak, he's 2 for 4. And Preston Johnson, he's 1 for 7. And Tarasevich, he's 1 for 12. So either way, no turnovers other than that interception for the Wildcats. We will see how things transpire in the second half. Total yards either way. They have 118 passing, 85 rushing for a grand total of 203. Wisconsin Rapids has the advantage in yards, but just not on the scoreboard where it matters most.
And again, we'd like to thank all of our sponsors for allowing us to bring you Lincoln Red Raider football, as we hope to do so all season long. Iceland Sports is partly brought to you in the season by Eat County Electric, Furniture in Wisconsin and Rapids, Johnson & Sons, Chrysler Jeep, Love Inc., Morrison Tree Service, and Paper City Savings. WIR sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring you these games to our listeners. Give us a holler at 715-424-1300. Weekdays, if your businesses would like to help bring these games to our listeners, and pay them
Wisconsin Rapids will be receiving the second half kickoff.
WIRI 105.5 FM.
Kicking them off to the north, defending the south end zone.
At 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
Map. App.
Map. App. Not their map, but on their app.
That's right. We'll leave that wrap alone.
That's not a wrap yet. We got a half to go.
That's right. Rapids gets the ball to start the second half. It would have been nice if they could have got some points right there before the halftime to kind of cut into that Wildcat lead, but we still got 24 minutes of ball to be played. And turnovers, who knows, you know, turnovers could be the big thing here. Rapids, one turnover fumble, and River Falls, one turnover in an interception. So that was a lineman's dream there. It was tipped up and then caught by Gormanson, so we'll see what else can happen in this game.
Carafell puts foot to ball, and we are underway here in half number two. As the kick makes the return man retreat all the way to the 7-yard line. Straight up the middle, the 10, the 15, the 20, the 25-yard line chase together is the 5'8", 150-pound sophomore. And then we finally touch down to the ground.
Number 21,
the 30-yard line.
Yeah, just waiting here. Yep, looks a little 30.
Wisconsin Rapids.
11:53 to go in the third quarter.
Or as we like to say, just underway in half number two.
Yeah, that's right. You can say it that way. Just a bit outside.
We're thankful to Don Chesborough for popping in at halftime. We've been having a little issues with our volumes between our two microphones, so he's willing to come on up and work with Seth Habiger, who's back at our studio, doing a great job between the two of them, per usual, trying to make it sound the best as possible for all of you back home. Man in motion to the left-hand side. There's that first play that they ran straight up the middle to Sawyer Brooks, this time the 6'2", 205-pound fullback. Just a junior, and he takes it ahead for 4 yards
number
to the 34.
Sawyer Brooks on the carrier for Wisconsin Rapids.
Just a junior.
Tackle made by just number 20, just Breckin French.
The words of Bobby Bowden, hey, rest in peace, old Florida State coach. He's just a kid.
Second down and six.
Top of the screen goes Heppner. Is the lone wide out. Man in the slot, two behind Jonah Rasmussen, the quarterback. Jonah will hand it off on that dive play again, and not much done, maybe even loss of a half a yard. We'll say no gain on the play.
Brooks again on the carry. Tackle made immediately by number 56.
Nowhere.
Brady Savinoa.
Tackle was made by the River Falls Wildcats.
Brady Savinoa. Third down and six.
Great name, Savinoa.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We always like to keep track of like all conference names.
Yeah.
That might be right up there.
Or good nicknames.
Yeah. Tara Savage isn't bad either.
No.
And Rapids is going to have to take that timeout as there's a little bit of confusion. Gives us a chance to mention that Homestead
Golf Course
Supper Club is open. Why not head on out there? Paul's got, of course, in beautiful shape. Maybe get out there for a round of golf myself tomorrow. We'll see how get a chance. We're just a few days away from the beginning of the school year here. Afterwards, you can stop in for some of Mary's delicious home-cooked food. And Homestead's located just 2.5 miles west of town, just over the viaduct on Highway 73. And by the way, make sure to say hi to Jamie.
Get out your 50-50 raffle tickets.
All of us at WIRI.
The winning ticket number is 967.
Football this week. Next week, we've got 4-9. Assumption football for you.
again, the winning 50-50 raffle.
I think we have assumption
is
2 weeks in a row there. I think it's
9-6-7
a Pacelli after that.
5-5-4-9.
And that's going to be a pretty darn good game. Both teams have about 18 to 20 kids out. And last year, that was a game I did when you were on a little bit of a hiatus, Randy. And two overtimes, big fumble recovery right on the goal line. You can't really beat that.
I remember listening to him. I was just on the edge of my seat, and I wasn't even sitting.
Thanks, Randy.
That was awesome. No, you did a great job. That was your first, I think that's your first football game in solo ever.
Offense.
It might have been.
You sure got a
5-yard penalty.
Yes, christening there by fire, didn't you?
Yeah, we had a two-hour weather delay that I had I was forced to sit in the press box with Greg Grundhofer and Josh Paltz. And
that's right.
Man,
on the west side of the stadium.
Well, none of us made it. None of us could have made it out alive in that one. there's a lot of sports talk going on, and then it would stop raining, and then it would thunder again, and then. It was a mess, and I kept talking to Seth at the station. Sorry, your afternoon's kind of shot, my friend.
Yeah.
Well, there'll be another announcement here in another 45 minutes.
So they come out of the timeout, third down and 11 for a Rapids ball, just back about the 29-yard line. Bethel gets hit as he throws it, and good coverage downfield by the Wildcats. Playing man-for-man out there against Gilbertson, I believe that was it.
He couldn't wrangle it in.
No, coverage that time.
Fourth down and 11.
Charlie Lynch. Called his name offensively and defensively.
On to punt position.
So, fourth down and 11 from the 29-yard line for the Raiders. Gilbertson's going to have to let it fly from about his own 20-yard line.
One back there for River Falls.
He rolls to his right. Kind of an Australian side punt. It's a great roll. He'd have the 45-40, 35-30, all the way to 29. Trying to wave it even further down, and I think they're going to finally touch it at the 29-yard line.
Yep, Riley Adams there to down it.
It
sometimes works. Here's your stat of the day, Randy. The last four possessions that River Falls had in that first half, it was all in Wisconsin Rapids territory, and they scored on three of the four. That one was an interception that Rapids ended up scoring on as well. So we'll see what they do, because even on that first one, that first possession that they had, that they started deep in their own territory, they marched down the field and just missed the field goal.
That's right. So first possession of half number two now for the Wildcats. Quarterback once again. He does a little quick pop pass. What a nice catch. Diving grab that time was made for the Wildcats at about the 40-yard line, and reception made by Mason Novak.
Mass's pass is complete. Number 17, Mason Novak.
It's good for 11 yards.
Reception is good for a Wildcat. First down.
So on their first and 10 with ball now resting at the Wildcat 40-yard line.
Third reception for Novak. 52 yards and one touchdown as well. That was a 36-yarder.
I'm kind of impressed with Haas's arm here tonight.
Yeah, I am too.
There's that little spin move as they put a man in motion to the top of the screen, does a 360 and comes back to the bottom.
Pirouette.
They do the little dive to turn Savage, and he breaks away from one would-be tackler, but not the second, the third, or the fourth. Ball comes out. They're saying it's Rapids ball. And
Rapids ball.
Yes, the head linesman agrees on the fumble by Kara Savage.
And more importantly, those territory, and they did score a touchdown on that drive.
Let's do that again.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
For all you Raider fans out there, get a second touchdown on the second time they're in River Falls territory. Cut this lead to 7. They trail up by 14 with 9:36 to go, quarter number 3. Once again, Jonah Rasmus at the quarterback, the 6'3", 220-pound senior. He's got Gilbertson on the top of the screen, who's setting a block on the edge for him as he pitches it back to Lehman.
gets tripped up. That was a nice open field tackle made for River Falls by Jake Silva.
Yeah, nice little sweep action, if you want to call it a sweep pitch, to the right side. He just couldn't quite get that corner. He just couldn't quite get him down the field. He was moving more north-south.
And got nothing out of it. Nathan could at the 34-yard line. He called Mr. Silloway's name a few times too.
He got nothing, and he'll have to like it. Which movie is that from? Well, you don't watch a lot of movies. Sorry. Sorry, Randy.
You're asking the wrong one. But maybe our fans back at the...
Caddyshack. Okay. It's Caddyshack. You will get nothing like it. You have to have seen Caddyshack. Randy, you're a golfer.
Sorry. I'm golfing. I'm not watching it. Come on. Fake the handoff. Keeper. Rasmussen, 30. 25. Knocked down at the 21-yard line. Boy, that was a real quick hitter for 13 yards and a Red Raider first down. Rasmussen just kind of pulled it out of the belly and followed his blockers over the right-hand side. We don't get any plays to our side of the field, and we're happy to see it get to 21.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's the kind of thing that's great with Rasmussen being his second year as a starter or split-time starter, because he shared with Martin last year. That's the kind of thing. He can make that read on that defensive end. If he crashes middle or if he falls to the flat, keep it and go up the middle.
Take the pitch to the right-hand side, looking downfield, and Gilbertson got held at about the 5-yard line. Hands below us yelling for a flag, but the officials can't hear it from that far away.
Wrangle was wide open. And he had time, you know. That's something he's going to learn as the season goes on. You know, if you have a little bit of time, go ahead and just wait. Because there was, he was Gilbertson. He was triple team down there. Nobody was anywhere near young Mr. Leo Wrangle.
Sometimes that little clock in your head as a quarterback goes off and you're like, I better get rid of it because there could be pressure from the backside.
Yeah, that tick, tick, boom. And that's kind of tough as an option quarterback. You get used to getting hit all the time. So, broken wishbone formation.
Second down and 10. And fake the dive. Rasmussen's going to keep it. And there's not going to be any yardage there. Maybe one.
I think they're giving it one.
20. Huh?
Rasmussen on the carry.
Bring up a third down and 9 at the 20-yard line. And
tackled by number 44.
7:57 here in quarter number 3. 28-14. Wildcats of River Falls trying to make it 4 in a row. Go up in the season. Last year, they led it 20-7 at the break. This year, they led it 28-14 at half.
Yeah, we'll see what they do here. I mean, it's big play, 3rd and 9. In the red zone, really would be nice to score some points here for Rapids.
Ringel and Rasmussen on top of the screen. High backfield, they got to the first back through.
He's going, he's Gilbert. Going.
He's got the left side, the 10, the 5, and he's brought down at the 5. Ready to fall, let's see if they officially mark at the 5. Gain of 15 yards on 3rd and 1. And it turns into first and goal at the 5-yard line of River Falls.
Clock keeps a rolling.
I like the big screen that says, nice run.
Yeah, that's that. Even the one kind of shaded up. Whenever I've been here for soccer games or even other games that they've used it when you've been gone, it's kind of a nice addition.
Yes, very much so. So first and goal, let's see, like Michael said, a touchdown here would be really nice to bring this within a one-score game. Rasmussen, under center, takes and gives it on the dive straight up the middle, and that's going to pound ahead to the 2-yard line, so pick up a 3 on the carry. It'll be second and goal.
Gethers, I believe.
Gethers again on the carry.
I was right.
Tackled by 44, Riley Uskar.
Gethers, 5'8", 150-pound sophomore, is what is listed in the program. A little strength coming on that little dive. Usually think of a bruiser in that position, but making his way for a couple 3 yards on that carry.
Late third quarter, Chippewa Falls and Stevens Point tied 14-14.
Now quarterback sneak by Rasmussen.
Touchdown!
That middle of the line just plowed the way over the goal line. Touchdown, Wisconsin Rapids. And the lead is down to 8 at the 6-11 mark of quarter number 3.
I like it, Randy.
Pending the PAT, Rapids can pull it to within 7 here at about the midway point of quarter number 3. Let's see if Isaiah Tork can answer as they run a lineman out late to snap the ball, but Mark Snicker here. I think that was Darren Dunn. ball is down. The kick is up, and the kick is good.
Nash Sullivan, I believe, actually.
6:11 to go in quarter number three. Rapids has cut the lead to 7:21. We'll be back with more from Wintrust Bank Field right after this.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know the fairgrounds in Marshfield have been in use since the mid-1800s when the site hosted a horse-driving park? The idea for the fair started on the streets of Marshfield in the early 1900s. Not long after, an association formed to sell memberships as a way of financing the conversion of the horse-driving park to a new permanent fair site. The first building on the grounds, the world's largest Round Barn, still in use more than 100 years later. Take a peek at the unique structure, catch 4-H'ers in action, food and games, and purchase a grandstand entertainment ticket, and your admission to the fair is free. And you're invited to the Civic Media Truth Booth, a chance to share your thoughts about the fair, living in the Marshfield area, and more. Plus, sign up for your local newsletter for more real news and great conversation. The Central Wisconsin State Fair runs through Sunday, August 25th. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Again, we've been shout out to Don Chesbro, who's just been working up here along with Seth Haber at the studios. Well, Seth's birthday this week.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, happy birthday, Seth. Belated.
Happy birthday to Seth. Happy birthday to Seth.
We did wish him well on his birthday.
Max Eliminac on the.
Yeah, thanks to both of them for working with our equipment, and hopefully now we've got a little better sound for you folks back at home. The kickoff, the return comes to the 30-yard line right now. Coral Rapids. First and 10 for Runner Falls, with the lead now cut to just a precarious 7 points.
It'll be nice to get another turnover, wouldn't it?
Okay.
If you say so.
You know, you've been asking for things tonight and kind of been getting it. Let's keep it up.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
There was a little hang up there. Tara Savage, as he tries to run over one would-be tackle, and he's knocked down. They'll say football's out of bounds at the 38-yard line.
Tara Savage on the
carry. Adams on that tackle.
Eight on it.
Brought down by number three, Riley Adams.
They mark it at the 38. He's part of the Adams family, is he not?
Da-da-da-da.
A little poor humor for you here on a Thursday night.
Hey, I can't make all the good jokes, Randy.
Well, you have to. I'm just getting ready to get bad ones for school.
If my girlfriend's been listening to the game, she's like, yeah, all of your jokes have been bad.
Three wideouts in this set. Man in the slot. And they'll still hand it off to the left-hand side. Almost caught in the backfield instead, struggling his way across the 40 to the 42-yard line for a first down. That was a great second effort that time on the carry by, boy, his numbers all scrunched up.
Wildcats.
If that was 22 or 32, but it was
tackle made by number 25.
So he got four on the carry. Good enough for a
carry
Wildcat.
For a Wildcat first down at the 42-yard line.
Rawr. Right? Yeah. You got to give him the sound effect?
Yes.
Rawr. I'll never do that again, sir.
Have to have a hot button to play for the Wildcats. Uh-oh. He was going to hand it off.
Tyler Tritt's back in the action there.
My goodness. A busted play that's going to get all the way up to the 42-yard line. There's a play, down the play.
Pass complete to number 17. Defensive hold. Flag on the play.
He was going to hand it off to the right, and there's nobody there, and he just kind of went back and found his receiver running free at about the 50-yard line, and he took it all the way to the 43-yard line. That receiver was Mason Novak. I think it's coming back.
Yeah, it's coming back. Yeah, it's their hold.
Ineligible
man downfield. Five-yard penalty from the line of scrimmage. It's lineman. So that is just your third penalty on the Wildcats in the game.
And you know why the lineman was downfield?
It's a broken play.
That's right. Thought it was going to be a run, so he went downfield blocking. It ended up being a pass play, and he was any ineligible receiver. So now first and 15, good break for the Raiders. To pass, and that'll be in the back to itself. The screen is kind of a little screen to the slot, and tackle. Boy, did a somersault forward. That catch was made by Charlie Burke. 5'11", 165
pounds.
And he gets it all the way to Rapids 47-yard line.
tackle made by number 27.
He's got some good speed, I can tell you that.
Peyton Shilinski.
16 yards on that
play. Is good for a Wildcat first down.
So
ball is at the Wisconsin Rapids 47-yard line.
First and 15, and they're able to take it into Raider territory at that 47. Trying to answer back, leading it by 7. We are two-thirds of the way right now through this third quarter. One man to the right side of the quarterback, and that's not going to go anywhere except backwards. Raiders do a nice job in the interior line and smell that one over.
Tyson Stump, I believe.
Charlie Lesh on the carry. Hit immediately by number 19, Sam Matthews.
Okay, Sam Matthews. I thought it was Tyson Stump. 18, 19, when the jerseys were stretched up. It happens.
Oh, yeah.
But either way, a loss of 2 for Lesh. He got Lesh. Lesh is not more.
2 less than they had when they started the play, that's right.
That's not even that funny, but that's good.
It's radio humor. I got the face for it. Back to throw. There's that little screen pass over the middle, and it's caught at the 45, 40, 35, 30. Still avoiding and breaking tackles.
Come on.
25, 20, 15, dancing his way at the 10, working his way to the 5. He went the entire distance. I don't see any. Yes, I do see a flag.
Yep. At the 30.
30. Yep. So we'll be end up wiping that touchdown out, I'm assuming. Probably, yep, he's pointing back. Looking over at the Raiders sideline.
So if it's a spot foul, if it's hold, for example, the spot foul, so go back to the 40, so you technically have a pass of
9 yards.
We'll wait.
Let's make sure on it, right? They let them sort it out. Here comes the announcement by the referee marching it from the 30, a little block in the back.
Offense.
To the 40.
10-yard penalty. Play second down.
So they end up with a gain of 8 on the play.
If anybody out there is still hungry, I've been informed in the concession stand going half price on all of their hot dogs, cheeseburgers, pizza, breadsticks until they're gone.
Second and 2. The 40-yard line of the Rapids. Touchdown that is called back because of the block in the back. That was a great run, but boy, he just
standing 49 yards.
That was such a good run. That might have made the top 10 on SportsCenter.
And they missed a block in the back there. But
Lesh takes it across the 40 to the 35-yard line for a pickup of 5.
Charlie
and
Lesh on the carry.
First down for the Wildcat.
Made by 54 Tanner Gorman. Carry is good for a Wildcat first down.
5 was not less, it was more.
In this case, it was 2:32 to go. Quarter number 3, 28-14. We got a good one on our opener tonight.
Yeah, this has been a very entertaining game. I've really enjoyed watching this one. Again, I'd like to see a turnover and rapid score, but still got a full quarter.
Backspin on top of the screen. Under center this time, Asa. Goes back, rolls to his right, like he did in the first couple plays of the game. Has a man, that's Novak, dancing at the 28. Crawls ahead to the 26-yard line for a pickup of 9.
To number 17, Mason Novak.
And
tackle made by 22, Albert Polo.
Mark it at the 27-yard line.
Earn it, guys.
Great.
What do? We broke our golden rule.
Yeah. Second and 2 now for the Wildcats. Keep the drive rolling, the clock rolling at about 35. Here in this third stand, the 2 wideouts left, 1 to the right, 1 back to the right side of Massa, 1 in the slot on the left. Waits the snap, gets it, goes straight back in the pocket, and he runs that little slant again into the hands of Burke as he takes it down to the 15, down to the 10, down to the 8-yard line.
Number 0, Charlie Burke, on the reception.
Finally brought down and picked up 19 yards. And it'll be first and goal to go.
8-yard line, first and goal, Wildcats.
For the Wildcats, with 6 ticks over, 1 minute remaining in this third stanza.
Halftime score, Rice Lake, 30, DC Evers, 17.
Ooh, at Rice Lake.
At Everest.
At Everest. Oof.
Well, Rice Lake's a pretty darn good team.
They are. There's a pitch back, and speaking of, that's how Mr. Lesh went. He went back to the 10, maybe the 11-yard line, he said, for a loss of 3. So that'll bring up a second and goal from the 11-yard line.
32, Charlie Lesh.
30 seconds to
go. Brought down by number 3, Riley.
Don knows everything. I just cannot think of the name of the Colt from back in the 1960s, who was number 32. He was a linebacker for the Colts. That's who Lesh reminds me of. I'll have a look at Colts roster in the 60s, number 32. It's like a four, I think it's like a four-letter name. Now, hey, we got a chance to look because there's a timeout that we've taken by River Falls. Well, you're looking that up. I'll remind you that.
We're going to head on out tomorrow to Homestead for a little bit of go and supper.
Friday fish fry from Harry. Yeah, she's got delicious fish fry out there.
Take advantage of that. Horse is in great shape.
Just go over the viaduct, hit about 2.4 miles. Look on the right. It'll say, hi, welcome to Homestead. Jamie, the new proprietor, Tyler and Aaron, the whole gang out there. Say hi to all of them from all of us at WI. Any luck?
Yes, and this kind of comes back to a conversation my mother and I were having today. How can I remember all these football games, stats, this and that? Already, Mike Curtis, nicknamed Mad Dog or the Animal, played linebacker for the Baltimore Colts in the 60s and 70s while wearing number 32.
See, I had the four-letter name. It happened to be his first name, Mike.
Yeah,
that's where the four letters came. I know there's four letters in his name, at least. Mike Curtis. He does remind me of Mike Curtis.
Yeah, now that's for all you.
Yeah. For my time.
You got to be 100 years or older to remember that one. So we come out of the timeout. Should be the last play here of quarter number 3, unless it goes out of bounds or incomplete. Second and goal from the 11. Fake the handoff. Roll out to the right. Little down and out. Got a man in the corner of the end zone. Off the fingertips that time of the intended receiver, Eli Johnson. That was even too high for the 6'6", 230-pound senior.
Yeah, well, just bounced off his hands. It wasn't that far. But that's just his second incompletion of the game.
He has 10-4.
Well, I had to think about my numbers there for a minute. He's still sitting there with a pretty darn good day passing.
Double digits already on this drive. And it's third and goal from the 11-yard line for the Wildcats. Got a feeling unless there's a penalty, this will be the last play because the incompletion stopped the clock. This should be the last play to have. Third quarter. Back to throw. Little pass over the right side. Dropped as it came short. And now it'll be decision time for the Wildcats. And they'll have the entire break between quarters 3 and 4 to figure it out because they tried to get that to Lesh and it was thrown at his place as he could not even got to it. And the scoreboard reads River Falls 28, Wisconsin Rapids 21 at the end of 3.
All right, we will take a timeout.
You are listening to FM 105.5.
Cap Time's Idea Fest is back for a week of powerhouse speakers and sessions exploring important local and national topics. September 15th through the 21st in Madison. This year's guest speakers include Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi, former Member of Congress Liz Cheney, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, and historian Heather Cox Richardson, along with many others. Idea Fest brings together changemakers to discuss Wisconsin's triumphs and failures to help reach a better state. Purchase your tickets today at CapTimesIdeaFest.com to join this premier thought festival.
Sports allow us to play, learn, and grow. But there's something more important than victory. At the U.S. Center for Safe Sport, we believe every athlete deserves to be safe. Safe from abuse and misconduct on and off the field. We equip athletes, parents, coaches, and others with the right education to recognize, prevent, and respond to harmful behavior. Join the movement to champion respect and end abuse at uscenterforsafesport.org.
Field goal attempt. In my opinion, this is a good idea, Michael, because it gives them a 2-score lead if they can hit it.
Well, he's 0-for-1 in the game, and that was from, let me double check my distance here, It was a 33-yard field goal attempt, so it's about the same distance this time.
O'Keefe the holder. Lines are set. Oh, there was movement. The farthest blocker on the left-hand side for River Falls, that being Brecklin French.
All right.
Five-yard penalty.
Flinched.
Still 4 o'clock.
When French flinched, the flag flew. Boy, that's a lot of fluffs.
Yeah.
French flinched and the flags flew. Say that fast.
I can't even see it slow once.
So the penalty, and they're going to still try the field goal. This time it'll be a 33-yard field. So again, like the PAT in the NFL. It's a lot farther here. Lines are set. Waiting for the snap. Keith readjusts himself. Still waiting. That's it. The kick is on the way. And this kick has the distance, and it is good. Yes. Carousel from 33 yards out. And that was a 12-play drive. That went 70 yards. And the lead now 31-21. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back with more after this.
Keeping it country in the heart of Wisconsin.
There's danger out there.
Country legends.
It lurks on highways and quiet neighborhood streets. It's more likely to kill you than a shark and more terrifying than the biggest snake. Distracted driving claims lives every day. Every notification, swipe, social post, video, or selfie while driving risks your life. So while you might think public speaking or the zombie apocalypse is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward. Don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Well, kickoff goes to the goal line, picked up and only returned to the 5-yard line for Rapids. So first and 10, we've got to travel 95 yards to at this lead, which is now 10 points for River Falls, with 11 minutes and 48 seconds remaining here in the ballgame. Let's see if they try to get out of the shadows like they did earlier. Throw a bomb down the middle of the field to Gilbertson.
They might be thinking without that one this time.
Pinch it to the right-hand side. Gathers, I don't think it's going to get a whole lot around here. It's hit in the backfield and somehow squirted up to the, say, 9-yard line. Pick up a
Chase Gathers on the carry for the Red Raiders, tackled by number 20, Breckenfriend. Gain of five on the play. Senior.
Comes halfway to the sideline to get the play, now heads back to the huddle, passes it along to 10 friends, and brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Gilbertson on the bottom of the screen, blown back. Gathers behind Rasmussen. Give it on a little bit of an inside counter that time to the 16-yard line, and that's going to be a gain of 7 on that carry, and good enough for a Rapids first down. That'll work.
Number 12, Cohen Lehman on the carry.
Exactly 11 minutes remaining. Ball game as they set the chains and start the clock.
The yardage was good for a Wisconsin Rapids first down.
Let's see if Rapids can get a good drive, eat up a little bit of clock, not too much, get a stop, because it would be weird if it comes down to a field goal, wouldn't it?
It really would. First and 10, once again, Rasmussen takes, rolls to the right-hand side, pitches on the right-hand side, trying to turn the edge, gets a little bit of running on across the 30, maybe to the 31-yard line, maybe Brooks that time, not positive, long way away from us.
Gathers again on the
carry. Got to the 20, so
tackle by 16.
We always forget that golden rule, right? Run away from the broadcast.
That's right. Well, they're doing a pretty good job of that tonight. Mid-season form.
Perfect.
But well, if you're, but you're noticing those little gainers there, well, that number's going up and up and up against these Wildcats. They're starting to wear them down.
Yeah, let's just hope they don't run out of time.
That's right.
We are down to 10 minutes and 30 seconds left.